The move would end RTAs in southeast Wisconsin and Dane County, as well as prevent the creation of a Chippewa Valley RTA and a Shawamigan Bay RTA. All four were authorized by Democrats last session in a debate marked by great angst and little consensus over how they should be funded. Assembly Republican Joint Finance Committee co-chair Robin Voss made it clear he wanted to end these authorities once and for all.
The demise of the discussion in the last legislature, in my mind, was the wake. The election was the funeral, and today hopefully will be the burial of this idea.
Assembly Democrat Tamara Grigsby of Milwaukee said the move was offensive to her constituents, who approved a referendum in 2008 supporting a higher sales tax to pay for transit and parks.
Legislators in this building feel like they know what's better for people in my county than what the people in my county know.
Republican lawmakers also voted to eliminate $100 million in borrowing authority for transit projects in southeast Wisconsin. They also voted to eliminate all state funding, about $5 million, for local bike and pedestrian paths. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.